I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on August 19th, 2020. Security researchers at Guardicore are warning system administrators about a particularly sophisticated piece of crypto mining malware. The company has been investigating the FritzFrog botnet after first spotting it in January of this year. Since then, different variants have been spreading across the internet. The malware operates almost entirely in RAM, leaving few clues that a device has been infected. And unlike many other botnets, works on a peer-to-peer basis, meaning that there are no central command and control servers that could be shut down to prevent its activities. The initial entry point for the malware is through a running SSH server, and one of the few obvious signs of its presence is a specific backdoor SSH key on infected computers, which the botnet uses to reestablish a foothold if the device is rebooted. Nextcloud has unveiled its latest desktop and mobile clients, which feature a reworked user interface and support for end-to-end encryption. The client software has been modified to make it easier to access features such as the project's video chat and online office software, which have become integrated functionality since the recent release of Nextcloud Hub, as opposed to being add-ons that users need to install themselves. But the standout feature of the new client is their support for what Nextcloud is calling enterprise-grade end-to-end encryption, which is designed to ensure that specific files or folders are encrypted locally so that Nextcloud servers can never access the data within them, even when they are fully synced. As well as encrypting the contents of documents, the new system further helps protect users' privacy by disguising related metadata such as real file names and by preventing online access to any encrypted data. A future release of the platform will roll out a simple way for users to securely share their encrypted data with one another, and organizations that are concerned about data security will likely welcome the system's integration with hardware security modules, along with the possibility of setting up an offline administrator recovery key. While the latest update to Kali Linux is partly a step towards its next release, the new version has plenty to offer all by itself. The distribution has announced that it plans to switch from Bash to the Z shell as its default command line environment, and has included ZSH this time around so that users can start to get used to the idea. The update also brings a whole new suite of Bluetooth hacking tools, along with improved high DPI support and better coverage of ARM devices. Last but not least, the release gives Windows users running 64-bit x86 machines the option of spinning up Kali under WSL2 and being greeted by a VNC-powered graphical user interface. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/190. We'll be back on Friday.